1100 AM Berlin, W252 DR Oshkosh,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. On night two of their national convention, the Democrats spent more time introducing the country to Kamala Harris. ABC's Jacqueline Lee is at the United Center in Chicago.
Harris's husband, Doug Emhoff, making the case for his wife, telling the crowd she has the ability to fight for the country with passion and positivity. Then Michelle Obama took the stage, calling out former President Donald Trump for the attacks he made on her and her husband. Former President Barack Obama closing out the night, slamming former President Trump. Before energizing the crowd with a vision of Kamala Harris leading the fight for working Americans.
Running mate Tim Walz will speak tonight, and so will former President Bill Clinton. Former President Donald Trump campaigning in Michigan, talking about crime. He and running mate J.D. Vance will be in North Carolina today for a joint appearance. A judge in Texas ruling that the FTC does not have the power to ban non-competes, those contracts that prevent workers from switching jobs or launching competing businesses. This is ABC News. Some new help from the FBI for Americans hoping to dodge scammers.
Data from the FBI shows the first 5 months of this year, Americans lost $1.6 billion in scams, saying it's, quote, one of the most devastating violations the FBI works due to the number of victims and losses. Now, the agency's Criminal Cyber Response and Services branch is rolling out the Take a Beat campaign to share information on signs of scams and how to report them. One of the most common tactics, officials said, is the false sense of urgency scammers will employ. The campaign telling people to resist the pressure to act quickly and assess. M. Nguyen, ABC News, Washington.
It's a tale of two countries when it comes to the weather. In the Northeast, it'll be almost fall-like, but head southwest and the oven goes into overdrive. Dangerous heat in the forecast where places like San Antonio and Abilene, Texas, as well as Roswell, New Mexico, could see record highs over 100 degrees. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Grandpa's barbecue sauce. For decades, it's been a family secret. And if you weren't a blood relative, well, you never got a taste. Until now. Barbecue season is here. Get the rich, original Grandpa's barbecue. It's a classic. Reliable. Just like Grandpa. Apparently, some family secrets are meant to be shared. Buy yours online at grandpasbarbecueshop.com.
Join Lou Rugani for the Music of the Stars every Sunday morning from 7 a.m. until noon. Lou brings back the nostalgia from the golden age of radio with the music, drama, and comedy shows that made radio magic. Music of the Stars is sponsored by Lakeland Care, providing personalized support that aims to improve quality of life and maintain independence for elders and those with disabilities. It's the Music of the Stars, Sunday at 7 on 98.3 FM and 1100 AM Oshkosh Air Support.
I'm Lisa Hale with WISS News. Your news roundup in quick podcast form. You can find it anytime at the WISS website at WISS.FM.
For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Kamala Harris rallied a crowd of thousands at Milwaukee's Fiserv Forum Tuesday night.
We're not going back. We will move forward. Just like Wisconsin state motto tells us, forward!
Her speech was streamed to the Democratic National Convention in Chicago. And earlier in the day, a visit from the Trump-Vance campaign, Republican nominee for Vice President J.D. Vance, came to Kenosha.
We are going to end sanctuary cities in this country. We're going to bring back pro-law enforcement cities. We're going to support the death penalty for drug dealers because they kill far more people than some of the most violent and vicious criminals.
We're now 2.5 months away from the election, so no doubt we'll keep seeing lots of each campaign here in Wisconsin. And that's what you need to know. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson, and this is Civic Media News.
The Packers prepare for the Ravens. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Packers' final week of training camp ends with a joint practice session against the Ravens this Thursday, and then their final preseason game Saturday at noon. Does the team need to bounce back after their struggles in Denver? Wide receiver Jaden Reed.
Knowing that that was a top defense in the league last year, you know, just really seeing how we match up and just executing well and, you know, just giving all the effort we got no matter what. So that's our mindset and goal.
In golf, the Wisconsin State Open continues today in Minocqua. Round two ending in a 3 three-way tie. Max Lyons, Adam Miller, Sam Weatherhead atop the leaderboard. Baseball, the Brewers won their sixth in a row last night with a 3-2 win over the Cards in St. Louis. Frankie Montas allowing only one hit in seven innings, but the unsung hero was catcher William Contreras. Pat Murphy.
William, you got to give William a lot of credit. He had a great game tonight. Both sides of the ball, he was great. He really got Frankie going, too. I thought he called a great game.
That's Brewers manager Pat Murphy. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Partly cloudy today with a high in the mid-70s this afternoon. Tonight, it'll be mostly clear, dropping into the mid-50s. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, upper 70s. It's going to get warm and a little muggy for the weekend with highs back in the mid to upper 80s by Saturday and Sunday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 49.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, Dr. Laura Hanks is here for public service announcement at 11:33. Send your questions to janesays@civicmedia.us.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 10. Oshkosh Air Support, WISS.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin live from the Civic Media Studios and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor. Here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back. So what I was going to say before about my confirmation.
Yes.
So my gift was Kenny Rogers and the First Edition. Todd, you remember them?
Yeah, I was just playing that coming out of the break.
Yeah. That was a great band.
Yeah, it was.
And then Kenny Rogers went out on his own.
He was. What do you mean the gift? What are you talking about?
It was called Kenny Rogers and the First Edition.
No, I know that, but we're talking about confirmation before we went to break, and we're talking about picking the names and who was your sponsor and the questions that you got asked, your letter to the bishop.
Keep going. Okay. Keep going. Fast forward.
Well, then what?
My gift.
We didn't talk about gifts.
You didn't get a confirmation gift?
I'm sure I did, but it was probably a cross.
My gift was the album, Kenny Rogers in the First Edition.
I think I got a rosary. Why would you get that for a gift?
Because I was a big Kenny Rogers the First.
That's like the birthday. That's not confirmation gift.
Yeah, well, okay. Todd, you remember what the big song would have been off that?
Yeah. Wasn't that the one I was playing?
Nope.
It wasn't? I just dropped in?
Nope.
Ruby.
Yeah. She painted up her lips and rolled her curly hair.
Thank God we got a guest in the house. Yeah. All right.
Ruby, don't take your love to town. That was the big song.
And you remember that. That was your gift at confirmation. But I'll give you credit. You remember yours. I don't remember what mine was. But I got to believe it was something that had to do with.
A rosary is pretty lame. Let's be honest. I mean,
I don't think it was a rosary.
Okay.
I got an awesome rosary when I was blessed by the Pope.
I'm sure you did.
Blessed by the Pope.
So did I.
Hi, Heidi. How do you know that for sure?
Yeah. Because I was there when he blessed it.
Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah.
You know, he's probably doing, like we always say at our big dinners and with okay, I'm going to sound sacrilegious. What, Christ blessing something like there, the Pope? It's like what he's actually saying is, hey, you wops, get off the grass. I'm just saying, hi, Heidi.
Heidi. So
I'm going to hell, Heidi.
Yeah,
just
he's
just, in 7 years, six and a half.
We're
Heidi Letterman Yankee,
who does a great service. Well, we're going to talk about a lot of things that you do, but this lifelong learning that you manage.
UW Green Bay.
Yeah, UW Green Bay, that you kind of manage that. So, John, the average age for men born in the late 50s, early 60s is 74. So, John's got, we're counting the time.
Six and a half years.
So
I'm going to make the most of
it. But we are talking today, Heidi, you could put another course together. We're looking at the oldest person died yesterday. She's 119.
Oh, wow.
And the oldest person living today is 117. And we're looking at why she lives so long. So, maybe you could do a course on how to live a healthier life.
Which I just got a text. Johnny, spam and eggs with vodka diet sounds like a roaring success so far. Keep it up, kid. Nikki Z. Thank you, Nikki.
This show is all over the board.
That's okay.
You brought us
but
in.
But you are a farmer, too. Yeah. I was going to get to that. So you do this lifelong learning. Mm-hmm. You're also, and you look super healthy, and
well,
that's because you are. And you must eat right.
Welcome to our club.
So John was talking about spam and eggs, and you brought some eggs in that I'm assuming it's from your farm.
I did.
So you actually picked them.
I picked him. And so the date on here is the date I picked him. So let's see. So just 3 days ago.
Okay.
8/18.
Very fresh.
Yep. So I pick them. And
they're brown eggs.
They're brown eggs.
What is the difference?
I don't really think there's a ton of difference nutritionally. But it has to do with the color of the chicken that helps determine the color of the eggs.
I didn't know that.
So that chocolate milk thing is true?
But the cows?
No, it's not. A funny story about that. So I grew up on a dairy farm, right?
Yep.
Right. So obviously I know where milk comes from.
As did I.
My grandpa, who I adored. I adored my grandpa.
Was he old German?
He was.
There's something about those old Germans that is just...
They also love their granddaughters, too.
That is a tough breed.
Yeah.
They really were, weren't
they're
they?
Tough till they get granddaughters.
That's fair.
I mean, it's like they just persevere, throw it at just...
They're Germans.
The old Germans are a tough breed.
Industrialists. They work hard.
Well, as
hit
a German...
Bottle in the, do you hide a bottle in the garage?
Probably.
Yeah.
Probably. Well, he was a shyster, as he would say.
Absolutely.
You know? And he convinced me when I was, I don't know, 4 or 5, he said, you know, Heidi... Chocolate milk does come from brown cows. And I'm like, I've seen it, but if grandpa says it,
it must be true.
You got to believe him. So.
Love those old German guys.
Yes. Yeah. So when I think about that, I always think
that story. Did he drink warm beer?
He drank any kind of beer.
Okay. I told you that story about the old German that he'd keep it in his sauna. His beer.
Oh, that's too warm.
Oh, my goodness. That's too warm.
Yeah. I know.
No. That's too warm.
Room temperature beer is common, but
is that all Europe? Do they... Will refrigerate their beer at all in Europe?
Oh, I don't. I'm trying to think. I would say I don't know. I drank it at room temperature. I don't know.
In Europe, though.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
So I don't know. They must refrigerate their beer, else they'd lose some customers.
But you know what? Eggs used to have a bad connotation with cholesterol.
Mm-hmm.
That's gone. Correct. There's been new research in that where it's good cholesterol of the HDL, I think it's called, where you got good cholesterol. I'm serious, Jim. Yeah. That's changed over the years where they've done more science on this.
Is that true, Heidi? Heidi, I'm going to look at you.
Yeah. I would say there's more of a debate now on whether or not dietary cholesterol impacts your own cholesterol.
Right.
So, it used to be thought, well, if you eat too much cholesterol, then your own cholesterol is going to go up. But that's not necessarily the case.
Absolutely true.
I mean, eggs are a superfood. I mean, you can survive.
The protein is amazing.
Yeah. The protein, the different like omega-3s, et cetera. Yep. I'm not just saying that.
And protein is like one of the basic blocks of life.
Building blocks.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Okay, Heidi. Heidi, is
oh, my God. What was that? Was that like, in your scientific research.
Heidi, are you a vegetarian?
No.
Okay, you're not. All right.
No.
So I want to get to this lifelong learning, but I want to talk more about your health. You live on a farm. Is everything organic, or do you shop? Have you eaten Spam? That's what I'm going to try to get to.
Have I eaten Spam? Yes.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Is that part of your regular diet?
No. Not part of my regular diet. I mean, I like ham.
Yeah.
I like...
It's basically ham.
Yeah. No. Well, I raise beef and pork chicken. So I eat all of the above.
Chicken breast has the most protein per ounce of any food you can eat.
Yes, it does.
Yeah. If you take off the skin. Why are you scoffing, Jim?
I think you did some, and you're not long on show prep, but I think you did because Heidi was coming in because you're throwing out some
pretty
good stats.
No, because this is my new lifestyle. That's why.
I think he studied this.
So do I. Yeah. Thank you.
So do I. Yeah.
Thank you. I am studious.
So I think you studied this.
I mean, how much Spam are you eating when you're eating Spam?
A lot.
A lot?
And he's buying at the dollar store, too.
Oh, so the high quality
What's
stuff.
The difference? It doesn't expire.
Oh, listen to her laugh.
It doesn't expire until 2027.
I'm surprised it expires that early.
You know what I used to like? A processed meat?
What?
Those little Vienna sausages.
Oh!
Those are probably so terrible for you. But that's another thing my grandpa and I would share.
But they're basically pork.
Yeah.
And pork is good for you.
Huh.
Pork had a bad connotation too.
Mm-hmm.
And now people are realizing pork is actually high in protein, nutritious, and healthy.
Yeah. And it depends on how it's raised.
Exactly.
That's with anything.
Sometimes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It is. That is true because you start adding all the sauces and butter and stuff like I do.
Right.
Well, it's like alcohol. There's like no carbs in alcohol until you add the mix. Like an old fashioned, like a Manhattan is fine.
I love that you brought that up. That was my grandpa's favorite drink.
Oh, of course.
Manhattan.
Germans love Manhattan.
I remember my grandfather-in-law, first time I ever had a Manhattan, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Christmas Eve, 20 years ago or whatever, and he's got this big pickle jar.
Oh.
And we're at his farm,
Okay. And he goes, hey, Johnny, want a drink? Sure. What is it? Manhattan. You never had a Manhattan before? I'm like, sure. Yeah. And I had a couple of those. And we in the he's got an old wood stove and the whole thing. I had to go outside and put snow on my face.
Yeah.
Because I thought I was burning up. It's like, what's in this? Yeah. And it's like, so. What's the mix? There's no mix?
No, dude.
Maybe vermouth or something?
Sweet vermouth.
Okay. But it's like literally my face felt like it was on fire the first time I had Manhattans. And he was 85 years old and was drinking them like he was drinking iced tea.
And they, that was like we drink kind of water, not water, but milk or something. Like we drink it every day. And, and even when they would travel, they'd have their little kit. Did your parents have that?
My dad had a flask.
Oh, my.
Whenever we go to a Packer game or my high school games, he'd always carry a flask of brandy. And take a shot when the Packers would score.
He didn't. No, I'm talking about those little travel kits with the little the jiggers in there.
No, we weren't that fancy. You guys were. He were always, upper crest.
He always took that and always had the Manhattan. And it was just, it's only two things, right? The Manhattan. It's just the whatever he wanted.
Was it Southern Comfort? Or, and,
nah, he didn't like that. He liked VO.
Okay, VO. Yep.
And then just the sweet.
And what else?
The sweet vermouth. That's it. That's
I mean,
it.
No 7-Up. No.
No. Okay. God, no, he would never drink that. But then and he would.
Are you kidding me?
He would never.
That's insulting. He wouldn't drink 7-Up.
I don't think he had 7-Up his whole life.
Pure booze.
But he. But, you know, and we made those when we were young, fifth, sixth grade, you know.
You made what, man? Oh.
For my dad. What,
for my dad? Oh, making for him.
We would never drink that. But
he's like, a little concerned there.
No. It was like, but, you know, fill the glass with ice and then a couple olives or mushrooms, whatever.
You a sauerkraut person? Because that's actually really healthy, too.
That's really good for you, that fermented probiotics.
I love it. Mm-hmm. That sauerkraut is, you can put that on, you know, back to your, just a lot of things you can add that to the pork.
Mm-hmm. Boy, I try so hard to like it. Because it's actually really good for you.
It is.
It's a tough taste to really.
I'm not a huge, super huge fan of it.
However, the Germans, you can make it sweet too. Mm. So.
Yeah. I have not made my own homemade sauerkraut. So.
Oh, you haven't?
No.
Do you grow cabbage?
I don't. Oh, no. Okay. I like cooking, but that's just nothing.
I think what you do, I mean, you got a phenomenal job at UW Green Bay, but I love the other side of being a farmer.
Yeah.
I think that's cool.
It is.
I do. I think that's you're young and that's a cool industry. It's rewarding and obviously healthy. So that's not a side hustle. That's your main business, right? The farming?
Well, I would say my main business is my job at UW Green Bay. But yeah, I every morning I do chores, every night I do chores, then help out my parents as needed because they have the full dairy farm.
That's different though than yours. You have your own.
Well, we're kind of intertwined. Because I don't remember if you guys remember the conversation last time, but the beef cattle that I raise are born from my parents' cows.
Okay.
So they've got the Holsteins, the black and whites, breed them to a beef breed, then that's what I raise for my beef animals.
Okay, I'm going to show my ignorance again.
We're back to the chocolate milk.
No, well, I mean, so do your cows give milk? Do you milk your cows?
No. Mine are strictly beef.
Okay.
So they are just
raised.
But
if you have a milk cow, do you, and it stops producing whatever, then does it become do you get steaks from it?
You can eat them.
Mm-hmm. Okay. That's what I was wondering.
Probably a
What's
lot
What's the difference between that then and breeding something just for the meat?
Right. I was going to ask that.
Well, it's similar to like, you know, you breed a dog to be a hunting dog or you breed, you know, for a certain temperament. Same thing. Juicier.
Or want to just like sleep under a bed all day.
Yeah.
You breathe that.
But the quality is the same, like from the milk cow and a steer cow or whatever?
Oh, no. A beef is much tastier. Better marbling, better flavor.
All right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Fat distribution.
All right. We're getting it. We're getting it. We're slow, but we're
You're educating us, Heidi.
I'm trying.
Heidi Lederman-Yonke from UW Green Bay and a working farm woman?
Yes.
Okay. Back after this. Sitting in a nest of red men, whiskey
bottles piling high. You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, home for Matt Nair on air.
This update is sponsored by UW Credit Union. For every stage of life, UW Credit Union is here for every you. During every Brewers home game, fans will have the chance to win the all-new 2024 Toyota Tacoma, courtesy of your Wisconsin Toyota dealers. Visit brewers.com/Toyota to enter.
Join UW Credit Union at uwcu.org. Insured by NCUA.
The Democratic National Convention is in Chicago, and our team will be there to tell you what you need to know. I'm Civic Media News Director Terry Bell.
And I'm Todd Allball, host of the Todd Allball Show. Count on us for important analysis, interviews, and the Democrats' nomination of their presidential candidate.
Live from the Democratic National Convention in Chicago. Listen for updates, plus special coverage at 6 each night. Find it on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. This is Oshkosh Air Support, WISS.
Hey, welcome back. Mine and the Mayor here on a beautiful Wednesday morning. This segment brought to you by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. How do you say welcome to your guests? Say it with a new entry door from Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Say it with color. The possibilities are endless thanks to Pella's custom colors. Say it with class. Pella's premium doors stand out due to their distinguished craftsmanship. Say it with a great deal. Zero interest for up to 60 months with no money down and equal payments. Hurry, offer ends on the 31st. Certain restrictions apply. Visit PellaWI.com today. We've got them coming over to my house this afternoon.
Really?
For our new patio door and windows.
They'll do the design, give you some options.
They've sold us on it.
Yep.
Yep.
They're great.
Got this. Have you ever tried sauerkraut on ice cream, John?
Oh.
No.
Well, that just put me off my food a little bit. Oh, my God.
John's not pregnant. Yeah, boy, I don't.
Wow, sauerkraut on ice cream. Oh, I got a texture for you. Read that one, Jim. I don't have my glasses.
Please ask when we buy beef at the grocery store how to tell if the beef is from a milking cow or a steer.
Is this a dumb question? They actually asked that.
Oh, you know, I don't know if you can totally tell when you just buy from the store.
Okay.
I will say, generally speaking, the cheaper meat, the lower quality meat, that's probably an old dairy cow. I mean, you don't know for sure.
Okay.
But I mean, you know, she's old and she's a little tough.
Sure, I mean, it's
a little tough.
Yeah. It's so like the me cheaper if meat. All of a sudden people would chop me up and sell me. Probably not. Although I think it'd be tender. I'll be honest.
Well,
so, but my flanks would be tender.
So then the more expensive will probably be from the steer.
Right. Or if you look for, you know, specifically like grass fed or grass finished or something that kind of indicates what the animal was fed, that generally gives you an idea that it was probably raised specifically for beef.
So if it's grass fed, you would go to that.
That's good?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, not to say, I mean, like my steers have grass fed, but they also eat corn and other things too. But that would be an indicator that this animal was raised specifically for beef.
Okay.
Whereas if there's no indicator, it's probably likely an old cow. I mean, not that she's not tasty.
Oh, I got another text here.
Interesting.
People are putting me really off my.
Oh, no, that's a good idea.
Sauerkraut is great on pizza.
Absolutely.
Are you serious?
Absolutely. That's you win that. That ice cream thing. I've never had sauerkraut.
How do you have, Todd? Chime in.
Bake it.
Sauerkraut on pizza?
I mean, I think if you had like a bratwurst pizza, maybe it wouldn't be so bad. I would I would try it.
Oh, yeah.
I would try it.
Are you German?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
You're
yeah.
full-blooded German,
oh,
are you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'll make that.
You seem German.
Das gut.
So, okay, one more. And then we'll talk about UW Green Bay and everything like that. But a couple more questions I have as far as like with chickens and then things like that.
Yeah.
And again, because I'm kind of a health enthusiast, chickens are phenomenal for you, but only certain parts, like thighs, which I love. Thighs are chicken thighs. They're so delicious, but they're like not that good for you. But they're so delicious. Why do the things that taste the best? You know what I'm saying here? It's like, hey, God, really?
Yeah.
You had to make the things that are really delicious not good for us?
Yeah, I prefer dark meat, turkey, chicken, all that. And but I think that's still okay. It's just the seasoning. They put mushroom, cream sauce. That's what I do.
I was going to say.
That, like chicken cacciatore. I love making that. And that's like got a lot of.
The
Italians like that.
I think the chicken thighs get a bad rap. I feel like that's another one of those things that, you know, the tide's kind of turning on. Because the chicken thighs have a higher fat content. And a lot of people are like, avoid fat.
Right.
However, to help like with your satiety and staying fuller longer, you want a little fat. Not to mention a lot of vitamins are fat soluble. So you want to have some fat to help you absorb those vitamins that you're taking.
Oh, wow.
In.
Of course.
She's smart. I'm not sure what she said.
Me either.
I think she said, all I heard was
chicken thighs are getting a bad rise.
So I'm sitting here thinking about the fact that Jim makes chicken cacciatore and John makes spam in his microwave.
Hey,
that's true.
On my drive-in, I heard you guys talking about St. Norbert, so I am a St. Norbert graduate.
That's
so
right.
Maybe that helped with my knowledge base.
Wow.
I know it did.
Did you take any art classes where you had to analyze what the artist was thinking?
You know, I did not take any of those art classes.
Okay.
I took music. That was like you had to take a gen ed like that. So right. I took music. So.
Music theory.
Did you know Dudley Birder?
No.
You wouldn't.
Oh,
no. He'd have been retired by then.
Oh, okay.
Mr.
But
Matern,
he had the theater.
Do you have Mr. Matern?
Mm-mm.
He's my music
Did you
teacher.
Sing or play an instrument?
Actually, both.
Wow.
So I've started singing since I was like in second grade. I still sing in like the church choir now.
Wow.
And then I play flute and French horn.
Holy cow.
Yeah.
What kind of songs would you sing?
Really anything. Probably my favorite in high school, we did show choir. So I love that because I also dance.
Wow.
So I loved being able to dance and sing at the same time.
Again, how do some people?
But
your
daughters
are like
she
that,
looks,
though.
His daughter was
a phenomenal singer, and now she's a doctor.
Music theater.
Mm-hmm.
You know, just the whole thing that you just said. You know, instruments, French horn. She played the oboe. I mean, you guys you pick different instruments. I mean, she picked the oboe so she could be first chair, I think, because there's only a couple of them in the choir, but.
Yeah.
French horn, what made you pick that? My wife played the French horn, that's why I asked. That's a different instrument.
Well, to be honest, I played flute all from like sixth grade through I think like my junior year in high school, and then they desperately needed more French horn players.
Wow, so you stepped up.
So at that point, I learned. Was I wonderful? Not so much. But could I plunk out the notes that were needed? You know, that like that range, you need that note at that certain, you need your higher notes, your lower notes, then you need that mid-range.
Yeah.
I was able to do that.
Is that like a real big kind of loopy thing?
Yeah, it's the one that's like a loop and you got to hold it like that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's you got to admit when you first start that's not the best sounding. I mean, that's an acquired taste, like kind of the French horn.
Yeah, and you got to be good at it. Like I said, I could
do just
the plunk the notes, but to really sound nice, you got to be better than I was.
I have no idea how I couldn't do any of that.
That is a tough, and the mouthpiece, all that. That's a tough instrument to play. I'm surprised. That's really great that you picked that because that's something that not everybody. People like the saxophone, the trumpet, because those are more like I don't know, sexy or whatever.
You went to Denmark?
I did go to Denmark.
Okay.
So I had Mr. Denny.
Oh my
god,
love
amazing.
Him. Love him.
And then,
you know what I will say about
that's
him?
That's big mouth.
He
just
appreciates.
For people listening.
He has a phenomenal ear. Because he thinks I'm a great singer, and he wants me.
Oh, my God.
I'm not kidding about this.
He likes the free advertising.
He wants me to sing with them, Fly Me to the Moon. He wants me to sing with them. He asks me numerous times.
So that we plug him on the radio. That's
no,
why,
it's not.
That's
they, don't need pub.
They don't. Big Mouth doesn't need pub. I'll give you that. But I just saw this concert they played at the Botanical Gardens. It's unbelievable.
Amazing.
That's just they are so good. And hey, we got
you know what?
We brought you on the show. We got a whole minute and a half.
My good friend had them for his wedding reception.
Oh yeah.
And it's thinking everybody's gonna go up and dance or whatever. Everybody just sat there and just watched them and listened to them. I mean, they're so good. It's like a free concert.
Yeah.
They're so good.
They're a lot of fun. So he loves teaching too.
He does. He's a phenomenal teacher.
Okay, UW Green Bay, about your thing you teach.
Yeah. Yeah.
The reason you're supposed to be here.
Oh, well, you know, I had asked Todd, what am I going to talk about today? And he's like, you know, whatever, just go for it. So, lifelong learning, that's my program at UW Green Bay. Classes just for fun for retired or semi-retired adults. We have a lot of great classes coming up that still have openings. Additionally, I said I want to do a little plug. I also run the History of the Green Bay Packers class.
Okay. Can you come back again next week?
Yeah, which is, of course.
And I promise we'll focus on...
We will.
We want to know... I want to spend the entire time, other than talking about protein, I want to spend the entire time talking about your class, History of the Green Bay Packers.
Love it.
I think I could teach this class.
I think I want to talk about other programs that you have. You have what, 60 programs or something?
I've got almost 200 classes.
That's unbelievable.
200?
Yes.
And I'm doing one next spring.
Quick plug. How do we contact you if we want to look at this? Give us the website.
LLI@uwgb.edu.
And it's going to tell you what classes you have, what's available. And this is a great thing for lifelong learning, but it also keeps you healthier longer. This is Thank you for being here. We'll get you on next week.
Heidi Letterman-Yonke, you're awesome.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Back after this.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, the Fox Valley's home for the Devil's Advocates radio show.
This is your hometown radio, Refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
It is apple picking season across the state of Wisconsin. Time to head out to our local orchards. I'm Pam Yonke with a quick update on what's happening in food news on a Wednesday. When you arrive, you'll find plenty of apples, but you might also find a little something odd about those apples. What is it? Details on the way.
Learn how to benefit your farm with Compeer Financial's Navigating Tech Investments Agri Mindset webinar on August 21st at 1 o'clock. Sign up online at compeer.com/register for this powerful webinar to benefit your farm on August 21st at 1 o'clock. Go to compeer.com/register now to get the most out of your farm's tech investments on August 21st. Compeer Financial is a full credit opportunity lender and provider. Copyright 2024, all rights reserved.
Amaya Otucci is our University Extension fruit specialist, and she said some apples in Wisconsin this year, because of the heat, picked up a little sunburn.
Basically, you know, sunburn in apples happens when the fruit is exposed to intense sunlight, especially when there's like really high temperatures and low humidity. So that results in this external damage to the fruit. You see this kind of like, you know, like basically like a sunburn. You see this like dark area in the fruit. And you can also see a little bit of damage right underneath the skin to the pulp of the fruit as well.
Amaya Otucci, University Extension fruit specialist, she said sunburn on apples in Wisconsin is actually a pretty big deal. Obviously, the apples get downgraded, consumers don't necessarily want them, and that leads to economic losses.
Got yield? The Wisconsin Soybean Association is excited to announce the 2024 Wisconsin Soybean Yield Contest. Highlighting the innovative production practices of Wisconsin soybean growers, the Yield Contest celebrates soybean growers across the state and their dedication to improving their operations. Two winners will be selected from four geographical divisions, with additional awards available. Entry forms must be postmarked by August 31st, so don't wait. And remember, if you don't enter, you can't win. For more information, visit wisoybean.org.
And the wet weather we had this spring, coupled with lower commodity prices, have increased the call volume at the Wisconsin Farm Center. Karen Endres, who coordinates the Farmer Wellness Program, says she's issued 87% more vouchers this year than she did last. She said that's good news. It obviously means that farms are aware of their services. She says it's also an important number because it's up 104% as far as usage. She said that's also good news because it means the vouchers she's issuing are actually being used. Remember, the Farmer Wellness Program is available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. That is 888-901-2558. 888-901-2558. And that's food news on a Wednesday. I'm Farm Director Pam Yonke.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Partly cloudy today with a high in the mid-70s this afternoon. Tonight, it'll be mostly clear, dropping into the mid-50s. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, upper 70s. It's going to get warm and a little muggy for the weekend with highs back in the mid to upper 80s by Saturday and Sunday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 51.
Hi, it's Jim Schmidt and John Mino from Mino and the Mayor.
Join us live on location Tuesday morning, August 27th from 6 to 9. We'll broadcast from Simple Life Hospitality's Green and Gold Party House across from Lambeau Field. Even the Packer Band will be there.
Can't make it in the morning? Swing by their open house from noon till 6. Enjoy snacks, sign up for prizes, and take a tour.
Love what you see? Well, then be the first to book the house for your Green and Gold Bash before somebody else grabs it. That's Tuesday morning, August 27th, live from 6 to 9.
See you there.
CapTime's Idea Fest is back for a week of powerhouse speakers and sessions exploring important local and national topics. September 15th through the 21st in Madison. This year's guest speakers include Speaker Emerita Nancy Pelosi, former member of Congress Liz Cheney, Chicago Mayor Brandon Johnson, and historian Heather Cox Richardson, along with many others. Idea Fest brings together changemakers to discuss Wisconsin's triumphs and failures to help reach a better state. Purchase your tickets today at CapTimesIdeaFest.com to join this premier thought festival.
Broadcasting from the Civic Media Studios on South Main Street, this is Oshkosh Air Support, 1100 AM and 98.3 FM, WISS. Home of the frozen tundra, Green Bay's choice for news talk, 1590 AM.
Miss part of the show or want to share it with a friend? Check out the Mino and the Mayor podcast at civicmedia.us and on Spotify and Apple Podcasts. Take Mino and the Mayor with you everywhere. Now, once again, Mino and the Mayor, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, welcome back. Man, she's a fun guest. Yeah, Heidi Leiterman, Yonke. Like, we were just talking with Deanna here and Ben. It's like, a couple of hours ago, she had big boots on and whatever, right, and shoveling crap in the barn. And then she flips the switch and she's this other person. Oh, I think that's awesome.
Yeah, and she can really help. We gotta, if we
don't
her,
say
if,
it.
If we would let her talk.
Don't try to get her into politics.
No. I want to say what she does. Her her mission, her main job of this lifelong learning is very good for people. It's
oh, we yeah, talked about, talk about earlier.
Yeah, people who were the oldest lady in the world died yesterday. She's 119. Now the lady's living 117, and they both say that, you know, part of the reason for the longevity was the socialization with other people.
Oh,
and
sure.
Some people, you know, loneliness is akin to cancer, to smoking. And, and this lifelong learning, and John and I have both been presenters at the programs, and my mom's gone to a ton of these things. But they have 200 classes, 200.
Wow.
Everything.
And she runs the whole program.
And she runs the whole program. Wow. It's everything from, you know, learning about, you know, World War II. There's things about learning about the political, the county. Why is it called Brown County? Just there's just different things that you can learn about. So, I mean, 200 programs, and it's very inexpensive.
Great program.
And some of them have, you know, bigger lectures. Other ones are just small working groups. But I just think I'll give the UWGB and the F at all campuses a lot of credit for doing that, because, you know, we talk a lot about living longer of exercise and diet, but that socialization, continuing education is part of it. It's the third leg of the stool, and people sometimes don't see that.
Yeah. Watching, it's keeping your brain healthy.
Right.
Absolutely.
I mean, just watching TV. Or
well, you're talking to two UWGB grads.
All right.
We love it out there.
I love that. But, I mean, the research is
totally
keeping the brain healthy.
Yeah.
Moves into keeping your body healthy.
Yeah,
it really does. It's all combined.
Yeah. Is that how you tie in your spam?
Yes.
That's
okay, but could I just say one thing? It's spam light.
Yeah.
Spam. Okay. I didn't know.
It's like, do you drink beer? Yeah, but it's light beer.
It's like,
wow. It's the same thing. It's spam
it's
light.
Diet Coke. Yes. It's Diet Coke.
Have it with a Fresca.
I drink it. Yes.
I have to tell you, when we were in Alaska for our family trip, Alex and Morgan and Sophie went to Denali, went hiking, and by the time they got done, it was like 11.
A lot of grizzly bears around there.
Yeah,
did you know that?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, we got bears.
I mean, you
didn't have to use
it.
Yeah.
Okay. Can I be honest with you? I think that is the most, how do I put this? If I get a grizzly bear charging me, I don't think I'm going to stand there and spray him.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I'm
saying? That's pretty much what I told my family. Just run, because I will
shut down.
Yeah,
I will do whatever you got to do. Really?
I will be just a ball.
I'm sorry, but I still laugh a little bit about that guy who lived with the grizzlies. Remember? It's like, the grizzlies have accepted me as part of their family.
Yeah.
Look at this. I have Martha right here. I've named her. She's wonderful. She's taking care of her young cubs. This is humanity. I live with them. I'm one with them. Then it's like, Bob's remains.
I know.
Yeah.
Like that.
They found a foot
that strewn across the land.
Like
the same thing with that kind of social, that lady in New York with that orangutan. You know, she walked down the street.
Yeah.
They found her too.
Oh, tore her up.
Yeah.
That was bad.
I mean,
animals are animals.
Milton might do that to me.
Never.
Someday.
Not dogs are a little bit different. They're to you.
Yeah.
No, they're kind of domesticated, but. This lifelong learning, I just really want to get her back here because she's super interesting about just the plethora of things that they offer.
Yeah,
so it's
well, good. I'm curious now, why is it Brown County?
That was going to be my question. Why are we named Brown County? I didn't know.
Oh, because General Brown.
Oh, okay.
It's not, everybody thinks it's because it was Brown and but then again, Green Bay is Bay Vert, so that was because it's green. I mean, one was the color, one was the general.
Yeah. Okay, I just got to tell you something again, though. Something you're totally wrong on.
he's telling you again.
So I walked the trail again yesterday, and I'm in the corner of Porlier and Adams.
Right.
And there's no marker, but you walk like about 100 yards, and it says 1.3 miles. So how far back do you have to go the other way to find the beginning?
Where's it start?
Does it start?
The beginning of the Heritage Trail, where the county takes over, the beginning of the Heritage Trail is the Fox River Trail. Because the railroads didn't run. Did they? Did they run along the back of the? I don't think they did. Anyway, the no, John. I'm telling you, I know this. The city's trail.
But I looked
is,
all over. There is no zero marker right
to the
there.
County.
Yeah. But I thought that was yours. You said.
No.
I thought yours from there north was the city.
North.
So the start of that trail would be Green Bay City's responsibility.
Well, it'd be
but
right
where would
the
there
line.
Be a marker that says yeah, this is where it starts?
Yeah.
It's okay. All right. I'll look into it, but that is not our responsibility.
Oh, okay. Wow.
I figure you can't you just clock a mile 1.3 backwards?
Yeah.
How about you
yeah.
just be quiet? Yeah. I really?
I know.
I mean, come on,
you
right?
You can't stop her.
What?
You can't
is
stop
she
her.
German? Yeah. No, she's Italian. Come on. Wow. Just,
I got to do this correction. There was the promotion I read. This note to Jim. Big Mouth is going to be at the Botanical Gardens this Thursday night. The picture I saw was when they were there last time, and it was just this unbelievable crowd. So they're going to have that same crowd this Thursday. The weather's going to be perfect. But, I mean, that is one of my – I got a lot of favorite bands, but that's one of them, local bands. And they're going to be at the Botanical Gardens this Thursday. I don't want to get that wrong. So I said they were just there. They're going to be there. Well, the promotion picture I saw had – and it's unbelievable, the crowd.
I didn't know
the
Botanical Gardens were so big into music.
Oh, my God. They built that stage.
It's beautiful there.
It is.
Wow.
Yeah. I went there and saw that Tina Turner.
Sure.
That was awesome.
Yeah.
And they just had Elton John. Not –
not the.
I'm going to get another. I'm going to get another text. No,
just throwing names around.
Not the real Elton John. This is Elton John. I'm not going to be there.
All right, but anyway, this Thursday. So that's in 2 days.
Awesome.
Nice. Tomorrow.
Nice.
It's tomorrow.
Tomorrow.
Okay,
yeah,
go back to your story about Grizzly Bear Country.
Oh, yeah. So they got home really late, and of course they hadn't had dinner. You know, we were out by the campfire, even though it was, you know,
yeah,
brighter
like
than bright.
1 a.m.
Yeah.
Yeah. Isn't that crazy?
So
yeah,
they
crazy.
Stopped. They kind of had to do like a gas station dinner. And so one of the things that Alex made a pasta, and he fried up some spam
and he's
for
a
it.
Chef.
Yeah, Alex is a
was
chef.
Excellent.
Yeah, it was
thank
amazing.
You.
Fried spam.
I was very surprised. Yeah.
Are you listening?
No,
I'm
I cannot believe. I just, and I haven't read, I've never, I haven't had, I don't think I've, have I had spam? I just, it's such a joke thing, right?
Yeah.
And I always thought it was, I'll be careful here. I thought it was a little lower income dietary.
It was the GI sure. diet. They
yeah.
made it was a World War II. That's
okay.
how it started.
You're exactly
yeah.
correct.
And it seems like there's a lot of like, what is that? Jello or jelly? Like it seems.
A little gelatinous.
Yeah. But
yeah.
okay,
I can't believe
okay.
that's good. But whatever.
Your dad and my dad both Wait. Made head cheese.
They did salts.
Yeah.
And they
yeah.
had
sure.
to have that stuff.
Very similar.
We did.
Absolutely.
Very similar.
Absolutely.
I don't know that it's similar.
I
just want to say.
Spam, I would try head cheese.
Oh, my what? God.
Oh, I love head cheese.
Oh, my
no
God. Just
way.
The opposite.
Oh, my God.
No.
There's real meat.
Really? I always thought it was like roast beef.
Yeah, there is real meat. My dad used to make that. There's real meat, the good pork. That stuff is
really
great.
Really good.
Salt is great.
Homemade bread. You know the bread we had at the Cholesterol Fest?
We would.
That homemade bread with that melted butter?
Yeah.
That with head cheese? Yeah. Incredible.
Excuse me, what fest?
Cholesterol Fest.
Cholesterol Fest.
Appropriately named.
It was deep fried side pork.
Ooh.
Wow.
And it was so delicious, you can't believe it. And homemade bread.
Yeah.
It's you couldn't keep up if you weren't in line with the guy frying it. As soon as he had put it on that plate, it was like grabbed.
Was it like the full pig, like a Spanford?
No. He takes the shoulder and he slices the shoulder of the pig and it keeps the bone in there. And he said the bone gives it more flavor.
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah, closer to the bone, he said more flavor.
And it's just a cheap piece. No, it was good, but the bone's in there.
Yeah.
So it's not like a flare or anything.
It's super sharp.
It's very sharp. So but the guy's standing over, look, I was grateful that John invited me and I'm glad I went once.
That's a disclaimer. He's posting a disclaimer right now.
The guy's standing over the, but the guy's, he's just taking this stuff and just deep frying it.
Sure.
Sweat dripping into the deep fryer. And
salty goodness.
I'm going to steal that term. Salty goodness.
We're going to something tonight that's going to have salty goodness, too.
Our buddy Nick, who's going to be deep frying his cheese curds.
Nice.
Yes.
You know, years ago when you used to go to a restaurant, and maybe it's just looking at the past through rose-colored glasses, but you know what? The burgers at the burgers joints, when the cooks used to smoke.
Oh, no question.
Always taste a little better.
I will say, to this day, my favorite place to go would be a country bar, country tavern.
Right?
Some lady that lives upstairs,
absolutely,
who is 78 years old.
Drinking
beer. She makes you, she have a little shorty.
Yeah.
And she would make you a cheeseburger and onion rings and fries. I love that. I would find those places anytime.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yeah, the little hole in the wall.
Country bars.
Definitely. The Joe Rowers.
Absolutely.
Is a perfect
Frog
example.
Station.
Frog Station.
Which I'm going to buy.
You are.
Yeah, you're buying Frog Station?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, start building your ark. Start building your ark.
I know. They've had some flood damage. I know. I might raise it up a little bit. Yes. But I want to live upstairs at Frog Station and run a bar.
Wow.
Nice. And I'm going to hire some lady that's 78 years old as my cook.
There you go.
That's awesome.
Yeah. Good.
Yeah.
They're going to outlive all of us. I mean, those are cool places.
They're
not gone. They're still here. You got to look a little harder, but they're still here and in the middle of the state. And Don and I, when we've driven, just pull into those places and they're the friendliest. I love those
places. And honestly, I think there's kind of a revival of them as well.
I feel like
you know, we're coming back around to, you know,
how
valuable
sports
they
bars,
right.
Which are like, enough of those to whatever. Now in the country.
I think Al's Hamburgers down the road.
Yes.
Have you seen their back patio?
No, but I saw they got a sign there for it.
Yeah.
The little
beautiful.
Alley. I want to stop.
Yeah, it's really neat back there.
That's cool. But another thing, though, too, is they make like the best old fashions and Bloody Marys. Ooh. In those places.
Yeah.
They do.
Yeah.
The best.
They do.
I was going to say, not at Al's.
But they don't
not at Al's. No. But those country
we're
bars.
We're not giving them a liquor license.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know.
Their malts are so good, it doesn't matter.
Oh, man.
Yeah, and it's not all pre-measured, you know? They throw in that extra.
Yeah. A little bit extra.
Yeah. And when they bring it to you and they say, here you go, hon. I think to myself, I'm going to like this place.
All you got
to
do is
I'm
going to
like this place.
Yeah. Well, we had the guy on yesterday was an awesome guy, and he's the marketing director of Marinette, and they got that burger place up there.
Mickey Lou's
Barbecue.
I mean, legendary, same type
amazing
of thing.
Yeah. We stopped in there after a gymnastics meet. Our daughter was in gymnastics, and it was just, I think, probably all moms and then the gals, and they all sat up on the bar.
Absolutely.
And there was an older gentleman down at the end who just had a blast listening to these young ladies.
I'll bet.
You know, he ended up buying all of their meals for them.
No.
Very sweet.
How cool is that?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
It was really neat.
Which was one dinner at Republic. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's really cool that he did that. And
I've never been there.
Republic
Chop House.
You have?
I mean, no, it's like it's right over here. A block away.
Yeah. You can stumble there.
I've never been there. Is it worth it?
It's great. It's expensive.
Right.
It's a steakhouse, Johnny. And it's the
drinks
are expensive.
I'll be honest with you.
That's why you haven't been there. But that's at least $100 a person.
Oh, my God.
Unquestionably.
It's good, though. It is.
It's good.
It is, and it's
the
beautiful
drinks are good,
there.
Right.
The service is awesome. The desserts are great. It's fun. But that's,
they've got great cream spinach.
Oh, they do.
They do.
Yeah.
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 I love
spinach. Then you should try theirs.
Oh,
it's
I would
really
love
good.
That.
Another place, Van Obel's.
Oh, of course. Oh, they're roasted chicken.
Oh.
And I love Van Obel's.
Yeah.
Yeah. Ben and I could talk about food all day.
I know.
I know.
That.
So how's the real estate business? Thanks for coming in.
Thanks for coming in. Now, Chris, looking to buy a house. Give him a call. We got to go. No, this is great. We got to come back for another segment, and I promise we'll talk to you.
We will. Oh, no problem. No problem.
I know there's some crazy things going on.
There's crazy things going on right now.
Wowzer.
Yeah.
So, all right. We're with Ben and Deanna Malcor, Bay Area Realty. We will talk real estate as soon as we come back.
Let's sing a song about real estate. Let's not. We'll talk settlement stuff when we come back.
We can't really talk politics, but you got to admit, there's a lot of talk about real estate in this political.
Well, that's what I mean.
$25,000 loan to
for first time home buyers,
which I think is we talk about. Parents should give their kids their 25 or 50, whatever you're going to give them. Give it to them now to help and. Now we have the politicians are saying, look, we'll do that. And, you know, this is a good time of year because they're taking care of the little guy. You know, no tips on, no taxes on tips. I mean, everybody's talking that.
Yeah.
And now we're going to get loans. You know, this is good. But this
there's
all
a lot of great programs out there for middle income, too. So
we got to talk about some of that.
Absolutely.
Because this is a scary time right now for people looking to buy that house. I mean, it really is. And there's so much weird stuff out through the media that let's just
arm yourself with knowledge.
Okay. Sounds great. Quick break. Back right after this with Bet Indiana Malcor Bay Area Realty.
Father wears his Sunday best. Mother's tired, she needs a rest. The kids are playing up downstairs. Sister's sighing in her sleep. Brother's got a night to keep. He can't hang around.
Oshkosh Air Support, WISS.
Most of us can agree, everyone deserves the right to make their own medical decisions. Politicians should have no say at all. Thankfully, we have leaders like Vice President Kamala Harris who are standing up for our rights to make our own medical decisions and protect abortion rights. As Vice President, Kamala Harris helped lead the administration's efforts to protect abortion rights after the Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade. Vice President Harris has worked to defend access to emergency medical care and support the ability to travel for reproductive care. She's fought for access to high-quality, affordable contraception and strengthened reproductive health privacy. Vice President Harris has defended our rights and freedoms against right-wing extremists who want the government to make medical decisions for us. She's a champion for our rights.
Visit www.abwt.org/Kamala and tell Vice President Harris, keep fighting for our freedom to make our own medical decisions. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Inc.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, home for the Todd Allball Show.
Hey, welcome back. Mine and the Mayor here on a beautiful Wednesday morning. We are with the Malcors, Bay Area Realty, Bed, Indiana. Well, we were talking, Jim, take it away, about the even politically... this is, real estate has become a big issue.
It is a big issue. People are talking interest rates and everything else. So the people running for president now are like, well, how can I lean into this? Because this affects everybody. I mean, this isn't some corporate tax.
Right.
And as much as we have senior citizens, this isn't all about Social Security either. You know, that's another big thing. But they need votes. And when you talk real estate, you're affecting everybody. I mean, that's like right up there with food. And they're talking about giving some loans.
It's the American dream.
Giving
food and shelter.
Giving money to first-time buyers, which there's something to be said for that because I think some people, Johnny was talking earlier, how it's scary because will I ever have a house? And if it's the American dream to say I'll never get it, then what's the American dream?
I mean, correct me if I'm wrong. I don't think it's ever been harder for first-time home buyers, has it?
Well, I don't know. If you look at, I mean, really, you got to think back in the 29, 30, 31. I mean, we had 25.
Well, like I said, when I came out of college, interest rates were 14%.
Yeah. I'm talking about the depression, but it's 25% unemployment.
I shouldn't say ever, but
we get 6-7% and we're just like the country's going to hell. And 25% unemployment. I mean, until we got the New Deal going, I mean, so I don't know if this is the worst, but it's scary right now because I don't want a kid to think, look, I'm never going to own a house. Yeah, you will.
Yeah.
But if the government says, look, we'll give you $25,000, I just hope that doesn't increase the price of real estate $25,000.
Sure.
It's all
there's a back end.
There's a lot of talk, and I think it's needed because I think we have to do more. I mean, some people are okay, but if you own a house, you're in pretty good shape because you're going to sell it, right? And anyway, what do you hear? What's going on here locally more?
You know, well, I will say, you know, to that end, you know, Americans in general, when they've got a goal, they're going to meet it. You know, we work hard, we work long. Americans are really great at somehow pulling it together so they can, whatever their dream is, they can hit it. So I don't know. Honestly, I can't say that I think that this is the hardest time for buying a home. I think there's so much out there. There's so much that lenders can do, get creative, kind of help these buyers out. There's a lot of loan programs out there, both for lower income and middle income, you know, households.
NeighborWorks.
We've got great.
You said the magic word, creative. Everybody's getting creative.
You're getting creative. Yeah. And I don't know that it's necessarily the hardest time. You know, the rates are, I know they seem high to people from what we were at for a couple of years, but that was historic
lows. That was abnormal.
Yes.
Exactly.
Yeah. So, you know, the rates are very decent right now. So I don't know that it's necessarily the hardest time. What do you think?
No, I really don't. I really don't. I think there's never been more programs available. I know the people who are posturing to be president, they too are making the pitch, as Jim said, to make, you know, for affordable housing programs and incentivizing people to do so. So I do. I you know, right now the interest rate, we're at about 6.1, 6.2 roughly.
Give or take.
Yeah. Give or take. And, you know, there's people.
That is not horrible.
No, it's not horrible.
It's not horrible.
But the I mean to misspeak on that, but it's like the first-time buyer type houses.
Yeah.
Are they're not tough.
Yeah, they're tough and there's competition on
Yes.
it. The nice thing is that with everything going on, we have went from this really high, crazy seller's market.
You know, 25 offers
yeah,
in a day.
To yeah, to a much more right. balanced market.
Okay.
Now,
yeah.
on those first-time home, you know, homes,
right.
you are going to get more offers, but you aren't going to be sitting at 18, 25 offers coming in.
Okay.
You may have 3, 4, 5. So you're not okay. necessarily competing against as many people.
Gotcha.
And you're not having to come to the table with like cash in hand and covering so much stuff because you're competing with so many other
well,
buyers.
Well, Jim always brought up a really great point about that with your daughters. It's like, do you want to wait till I die before you get my money? Or would you like to get it now and enjoy it while I'm still around?
But we're talking, but it is scary though for even people our ages when you look at the average price of a home.
Yeah.
I mean, and I said to Don, I said, we're something like our parents because you know, our first house was $68,000.
Mine was exactly $68,000 in Alloway in a nice neighborhood.
Ours was on.
I think yours was 75.
Okay, but Roosevelt, and we're not, I don't feel that old. We're not, but her dad always talked about his house, how cheap it was.
Sure.
Don was like, I just never thought that house would be worth over $100,000. You look now, it's crazy.
Yeah.
And it wasn't that long ago. We don't feel like it was,
right.
30 years ago, but it wasn't, we don't feel like it was that long
right.
ago, okay, as a couple. But I said, but now it's what, 340?
It depends. Depends where that house is sitting.
When we think the National's higher, so maybe Green Bay's lower. But
Green Bay's a little bit lower. Okay. I think the average is just about 300.
Yeah. Okay. But still, that's a lot more than 68.
Oh my gosh.
Unquestionably.
Yeah.
Unquestionably.
And that scares parents away that my kid's never going to afford a home. So I just think we got to, like you said, we had, who's the lady from the finance company?
You know, she's coming in again.
Yeah, but she has, what, did she say 60 programs? So
there's a lot of
when you
start
the word creative, that's what you get. That's what we need to have as our, you know, our mantra.
Yep.
Well, creative. And Kristen Ambrose.
Yeah.
Yeah,
and
she's coming.
And you work with, you work with your realtor too, because they can get creative writing that offer.
Right.
So there's, you know, when you're working with good people and they know what they're doing, it makes it a little bit easier,
right.
But it is scary. They are expensive. You know, our market went crazy for a couple years there after COVID.
Right.
Which really.
Too crazy.
Which
like
really.
Weird crazy.
Weird crazy.
Like there's no real monetary. Whatever basis.
The weird is a weird word right now.
I know, so weird.
Yeah. They said weird. This is weird.
But anyway,
so
it was
crazy.
And,
and one thing you mentioned about your realtor, though, don't think that realtor is trying to get you or do whatever. They only make money if they succeed with you.
We only make money when we close.
Exactly.
So, you know, we are going to work with you as well as we can to get you to close. But, you know, there's a lot of time and investment on the agent's part, you know, especially when you're working with buyers. I mean, sometimes because the market is the way that it is, we're working with buyers for a year.
We're writing
multiple offers.
Putting on hundreds of miles.
You know, sometimes you get really lucky and the first home they write on, they get. But, you know, they just have to be... they have to be aware that the process may take a little bit longer than they're hoping.
What advice would you give? Somebody wants to buy a house, first-time home buyers, nice married couple, they've got a child, tired of paying rent, exorbitant rent in some cases. What advice would you give them in a nutshell?
You know what? I think we always say the same thing, but I'm going to change it up and I'm
going
to say... call us.
No.
Oh!
I thought I was going to say that.
I love that.
Whammy. I know. Jim usually has that at the end, right? No,
right.
But seriously, well, talk to your lender.
I think that is kind of seriously because, boy, you don't want to start off on the wrong foot.
Yeah.
No.
Because then that could be a spiral down into.
Yeah. You want experienced people.
Find a good lender and find a good agent.
Yeah.
And maybe lender first or agent first?
I think the agent can steer you to a good lender.
Yeah, I think you could go either way, honestly. You know, we work really well with lenders in this town. We always say, come to your agent first, because then, you know, we'll get you connected to somebody that we know
is
really good.
And you've got a phenomenal one who's coming on our show again this week.
Nice. Yeah.
She's awesome. We love her. I'm sorry this time went by so fast.
That's all right. We'll talk about the settlement next week.
But I got a few questions, though, on that buyer agency. We talked about it last week, but I want to talk about that next week just to clear a little confusion.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yep.
I apologize. I mean, you guys come in, we're talking spam, we're talking grizzly bears.
Yeah.
Love you guys.
We love being
Bay Area Real Estate. You guys are the best. Back after this.
This is Oshkosh Air Support, WISS. Pete Schwabba.
The Next Nightlight is only available to stream on Facebook, X, and YouTube. But that won't stop us. Comedian and TV host Mike Toomey joins the show and Milwaukee film critic Matt Miller.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights 7 till 9.
Are you ready to hit a home run with your business marketing? It's time to step up to the plate and get noticed with help from your local MVP senior account executive, Peter Van Doren. Whether you're a rookie or seasoned pro, I'm here to help you score big with unbeatable radio advertising and digital marketing solutions. Don't wait until the ninth inning. Get started now, and let's hit a grand slam together. Contact me by email today, peter@civicmedia.us.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app. You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS 1100 AM Berlin, W252 DR Oshkosh, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.